Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Show. We had some technical problems with Skype, but it seems to work now. So it's good to have you on the show again. So, what are the latest developments on the writing of your book, Read for Life, as I remember?
Yes, well, a number of things have changed a little bit since we spoke last, Martin. And I am now hosting my I have a radio newscast called Cosmic Vision News. And this is an online news program that seeks to report the news that the mainstream media is not reporting at this time, but it also adds in a galactic and spiritual perspective to it. So it's been a definite challenge as far as taking on a project of this nature and doing almost everything by myself. The program itself is part of a wonderful group of programs called InLight Radio, and together we are offering a series of programs that seek to help bring awareness to people about the changing times and to bring messages of comfort and of inspiration in terms of understanding the changes that are taking place in the world at this time and how to perhaps make sense of them as they occur within the body, within one's personal life, and of course within the global sphere of events as well, and then of course even into the galactic sphere involving disclosure of our galactic families.
Yes, well, that will be, of course, disclosure will be the most important event in recorded history, or even before.
It's definitely shaping up to be that way, and certainly as we move through this particular transformation, as we look at the events that are unfolding, we often have a tendency to look at a smaller event and interpret the smaller event as being extremely important, and it is. It's not to say that any smaller events are not important, but when we talk about finding the one domino that starts the entire chain of change that is taking place in the world, my personal feeling is that the disclosure of our galactic families is that first domino. And as we begin, as we knock down that domino, it begins to set off a series of very positive changes that can happen in very rapid succession. Whereas right now, the changes are happening, but perhaps not as quickly as they could, because there is still control being exhibited by what I call the dark cabal, the group of people that have been responsible for enslaving humanity and destroying the planet at their expense, or at our expense, but for their profit, their greed, and their control.
Indeed, and it seems to take a longer while than we have hoped. You see the developments that the mainstream media is not really changing and still reporting on negative issues. Like, I know that the Dark Cabal are creating the wars and that people in Syria are not creating it themselves. It's just for profit.
Yes.
So I would love to see change, and I have heard about arrests that are taking place. So what do you know about the arrests?
There, at this point in time, what I think I know, or at least I guess I could safely say what I know up to this point in time, is that since last September, there was a website that was keeping track of banking resignations that were taking place around the globe. I have not looked at this site recently, and right off the top of my head, I cannot remember exactly what the link is. But as of last, I think it was May, there were over, I think it was about 1,000 resignations. In at least a very high number of hundreds, you know, between 600, 700, 800, maybe even more. So it's the shift has begun in certain ways. The banking industry is beginning to feel the pressure of the changes that are taking place,
and beginning to disintegrate.
Yes. And now it's gone in. Apparently, it has begun entering the next phase where some arrests have begun happening. And this is as a result of the awakening knowledge that humanity is gaining about what has taken place within the banking industry. Now, to bring some of the listeners a little bit up to speed who may be listening and wondering, what's he talking about? Where did all this come from? The banking system itself is based on a fiat currency. So it's called the fractional margin or the fractional reserve model of banking. And it was created a long time ago. I don't want to spend too much time on the history of something that is dying. So for all intents and purposes, we'll just focus on the fact that a banking system was implemented based on frauds and lies and corruptions. And the currencies most of the currencies that have been in use worldwide are based on a fiat currency model, which means they really are not backed by anything in particular. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially worthless paper that is being exchanged. And in fact, it isn't even that. It's really just zeros being added in on a computer. So every time you go to a bank and get a loan, they just pump in numbers onto the computer. The bank actually does not risk anything when they give you a loan, but they make the customers sign something of value. So the bank actually has the ability to steal someone's house based on a fraud and a lie that we call a mortgage. So the bank gives you the zeros to put in your bank account to buy the house, probably in anticipation that you will default on that loan so that they get something of value.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been perpetuated over a number of years. And the truth about this system is now coming to light, and people are beginning to realize that we have been taken for a very rough and a very serious ride, and meaning a lie. And it's making people realize that part of the power and the control that has been exhibited upon humanity has come from the manipulation and perpetuation of fear, debt, and separation. So as long as the population is in fear, as long as they are in debt, and as long as they are in separation from each other, from our planet, and from some kind of divine creator source, there will always be a search for leadership from the dark cabal. And this is now beginning to collapse in a very big way. The changes that are unfolding on the planet right now are multifaceted. And this perhaps is why it is so hard to grasp. There are people looking at it from a financial perspective, a political perspective, a geophysical perspective. They're looking at it from an energetic perspective, from a scientific perspective, from a spiritual perspective. And in fact, really, it is aspects of all of these that are contributing to the overall transformation that appears to be taking place on our planet and within our solar system at this time. So how one individual perceives the shifts taking place will be dependent upon his or her perspective, how they have been taught to see the world in this particular moment of now. So someone who is born through a particular religion, in a particular country, as a particular gender, or having a particular orientation, will be, his or her worldview and self-view will be shaped by all of these criteria of separation that have been perpetuated worldwide. And these have been manipulated to keep people from really connecting to the essence of who and what we are. And I'll try to talk to that a bit more shortly. But really, at this moment of now, the changes that are taking place are spiritual, it's scientific, it's environmental, it is everything. And each individual coming from his or her perspective is traveling along a uniquely different but a beautiful road toward this larger experience that some people call ascension or transformation or merely the awakening of our full consciousness and knowing of who we are and what we are a part of.
Yes, indeed. And I'm so happy you give us such a broad view of the situation that's unfolding.
Go ahead.
Now, I was just wondering how the Galactics view the current world situation. Do you have any insight on that?
What I think I know, and I do preface it that way because I never want to position myself as being any more knowledgeable than anyone else. We as human beings have the ability uniquely to tap to divine creator source. We all, each of us has the ability, if we are willing to choose it and work to achieve it, to connect to divine source. It is possible for each of us to know the truth about everything that is unfolding. At this moment of time, many humans have been unable to do that. And some humans are not able to do it, but they are aware of the changes taking place and they have a very strong feeling about the changes taking place. I probably am in that category. I do not possess any specific gifts or abilities that other people claim to have. I cannot channel, or at least I am not consciously channeling messages, although I feel I am getting them. I do not have any particular gifts or abilities, but I do have a very strong feeling. I have a very strong faith and belief that we are a part of something much bigger, and that a very concrete change is taking place in human and planetary consciousness. So there are the groups of people who are what I could probably say consciously aware, consciously conscious, if that makes sense. Then there are those who are unconsciously conscious. Then there are those who are consciously unconscious, and then those who are unconsciously unconscious. Uh-huh. So some of the listeners may understand what I mean by that. So it's just each individual is at the particular level of awareness that contributes to the overall transformation. And in other words, we need certain angels to fulfill a role of not awakening so that other souls can have the experience of awakening. Because if everybody awoke at the same time, there would be no journey towards the understanding of how the magic of the universe works. If we all just awoke to it, then we would all know where we came from, and there would be no joy and no experience through that. So the three-dimensional illusion, or the duality, the illusion of duality, has served a purpose in allowing us to separate from divine source, to come into an experience where we live within an illusion of separation from divine source, but we are never disconnected from divine source. We play through this illusion. We are given the opportunities to experience whatever we choose to experience. We are given the opportunity to choose whatever choices we wish to make. And each of those choices that we make consciously in each moment of now contributes to our uniquely different but equally beautiful message that becomes one's individual truth or one's individual contribution to the overall perspective of the oneness, the all that is, what my work calls life capitalized. You know, it's that process that encompasses everything. It's the physical, the non-physical, the visible, and the invisible. And all of this is energy, and it serves to support and sustain all other energy, not only here on Earth, but also beyond Earth. And this is what humanity is beginning to awaken to at this time.
Right. That's you put beautifully into words, as you can do that wonderfully, Jeffrey. And I have seen that there are more channels with different messages. Like, did you hear about the daily messages that come from Greg Giles from California?
I am familiar. Yes, I am familiar from messages from Greg Giles and a number of other channelers. I do have my own personal feelings about some channeled messages. I would kind of prefer not to state those particular feelings because I don't wish to influence someone else who might have the need to benefit from a certain message just because I do not resonate to a particular message, or if I do not resonate to a particular channel, does not mean that the messenger is bad or that the messenger is not good. There, one source I will reference is someone like Alex Jones. And for the work that he does, I am grateful for the work that he does. He has served to bring a lot of the mainstream people into the awareness that the system itself is very wrong. Where I do not resonate with his particular work is that he never, to my knowledge, he never talks about love. He never talks about planetary and consciousness awakening. And to my knowledge, he has never addressed the overall solution to the problems, which is the introduction of our galactic families to humanity, and the release of the technologies that have been kept hidden. So I have to ask myself, what is the nature of that particular message? And as each individual looks for information to answer his or her questions, ultimately that comes comes from one's own relation to life. And this is what I talked about a few moments ago, the everything that is. What is your relation to life in this moment of now? Do you see life as being something fearful? Do you see it as being a religiously dominated based on one's concept of a deity? Do you see it as being three-dimensional, focused on economy, 3D, focused on politics? However we have been taught and conditioned to see the world will shape the choices that we make in the current moment of now. So until we understand our deeper energetic relation to life, we may not be able to fully make the choices that can honor one's self, honor humanity, honor our planet, and ultimately the relation that we are soon to embark upon with our galactic families. So it means having discernment. And this discernment comes from one's heart. In any moment of now, a message that comes to you probably came to you for a reason. And that message or that channel is giving you the opportunity in that moment to say, okay, where am I in my particular growth of awareness? Does this message resonate with love? Is love what I am choosing to be in this moment of now? Because some just aren't there yet. So maybe some people resonate with messages such as what Alex Jones does. And I do not wish to judge his work as right or wrong. I will not say that. So I, to the listeners who are fans of Alex Jones, I'm not saying that any of his work is wrong. I am merely offering the perspective based on where I feel I'm at, based on my awareness. And to me personally, that kind of news does not come from a love-based energy. It does not come from a oneness-based energy. And it is serving a purpose, though. So he is bringing people to a certain space of awareness where eventually they can begin asking more questions. But to come more specifically back to what I think you were asking, you asked me if I knew of Greg Giles and his work. Yes, I am familiar with it. And there, as with every channel, there are aspects that I do resonate with and some that I do not. So I will not say that anything Greg does is right or wrong. He is serving what I believe is with his heart, and I believe he is doing it with high intention. Does then every channel get every message right? No. No, we are certainly witnessing aspects of where messages are not fully complete. And many people are putting a high degree of faith on someone else's message when really we should be focusing more upon ourselves. And I admit I have to do more of that myself. As the anchor of a newscast, I have to try to draw on sources of information that I hope will reach out to people. And many have questioned. No, I changed that. Some have questioned me about the use of channeled sources within a newscast. And I have to ask them, how is a channeled message any different than a report from a foreign correspondent? The foreign correspondent goes into a country, the correspondent looks at the story and sends a message back, and that message will be edited by the editor or the higher-ups within that organization. And that message is tempered, or it's guided, or it is manufactured to communicate a particular message to the population. And as we are witnessing now, the mainstream media is more blatantly being exposed as having manipulated news to try and control the minds of the population. And to a certain degree, one could conceivably say that about channeled messages until we learn to go within our hearts and tap into the truth about what all that is. We then have to rely on discernment to teach us how to connect to everything that is around us and find what information is most important to me on my life path in this moment of now. And that's what each individual.
I was just referring to the messages that, because there are coming more and more channels now online on websites like Steve Becko, the 2012 scenario, and the Galactic Free Press. There are coming more and more messengers from archangels, from ETs, and It's sometimes difficult to discern what message resonates the best with you.
Exactly. And there are a lot of disinformation sources being put out at this time. The dark cabal is realizing that more people are moving towards a higher state of awareness, and they are trying desperately to find a tool to connect to people. They've begun to realize that their current structures are collapsing. The tools that they normally used to control the masses are not working. Many of them are now trying to fake or to copy channel messages. And
you heard that the NSA is working on that.
That's one of the groups allegedly working on this, yes. So the ultimate test, really, is does any message come from a sphere of love? Ultimately, that is what it comes down to. Does it come down to service, or does it seek to make people think a certain something? Because in my mind, any message that is trying to force a large group of people to think exactly the same thing about the exact same topic, that does not quite come from a space of love. And each individual must be allowed the freedom to resonate to particular information in the way that he or she has chosen at a soul level to resonate to that information. And ultimately, more and more of humanity will begin to connect to this. This is part of the mass awakening that I think will begin to take place shortly, if it has not already begun. So many are already very quickly beginning to see through the lies. They can look at something on TV and just immediately know, whoa, this is not my truth anymore, or this is not who I am choosing to be anymore. And they are consciously then making the moment to turn off the TV and say, I will not give my energy to that. And this is the awakening.
Yes, ahead. I think more and more people are becoming aware of the value and the quality of information, and if there are lies in it, or that mainstream media is just repeating certain subjects like terrorism. People are tired of terrorism, the threat of terrorism, the war on information. And you can see now that from a speech from Hillary Clinton, she said openly in the public that the West is losing the war on information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they want to do something about it. They said that publicly on the television. I mean, How more clear can you expose that you are dark when you do that?
Well, that's it. That's exactly it. And I mean, that type of line could be interpreted both ways. But of course, most people are looking at the cabal controlled institutions, and certainly to say that you are losing the war on information is a potentially serious admission to make. Although perhaps the mainstream population has not fully embraced the magnitude of what that statement really means.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so accustomed now, you know, finally in the beginning decade of the, of the 2000s, most of the population is now somewhat computer literate. So the idea of the information age is almost second nature to the vast majority of people. And we take that for granted. And to say that we're losing the information war almost begs the question, well, what exactly is information? What exactly then is truth? And therefore, what messages that are coming through the information are not truth if we are losing the information war? And if a political figure is saying we're losing the information war, that also begs the question, well, what message is it that they were seeking to push out onto the population if they feel they are losing?
Yes, she has said that in a public speech. You can find it on YouTube. It was on CNN.
Yes. Yeah, I remember reading that article when she made that comment, and a lot of questions kind of started going through my head, and at the time. And I kind of forgot about it after that. I never really did spend that much time on it because I really don't care to analyze too much the minds and the actions of the dark cabal. Now, as a quote-unquote journalist, and, well, the mainstream media would call me something else. They probably would not even call me a journalist at all. Although I have worked on radio and TV before, I have a degree in radio and television and the like. That doesn't mean anything, however. Really, at the heart of it all, it doesn't mean a thing. What one brings to the profession, and in my mind, the whole industry of media and of journalism especially has gone down the tubes. It has not been honorable. There has been no ethic in terms of reporting the truth or of holding leaders and institutions of leadership accountable to their choices, to their actions, and certainly to their creations, whatever it is that they have been responsible for creating. So the ethic has fallen considerably. And I ran a clip of Dan Rather on my newscast about a month and a half ago, I think now, and he was talking about how the mainstream media has shut down, and they forced him out. You know, because he asked some very hard questions about George W. Bush Jr., you know, and how he went AWOL from the military. So it pushed a lot of buttons, and it made them turn against Dan Rather. They eventually forced him out, and he is now he has his own news program on another channel. And that's ultimately what the journalists who have been wanting to act with greater integrity often have to go underground for a while. And have to report much the way I'm doing, and many of them are doing it on very little, if any, income. So
yes.
Until things.
I must say, Jeffrey, that it's giving me hope that you are also making a program, and that more and more people, let's not use the word light workers, but people that are informed and want to bring out the truth, that there are more people coming and more stations are coming online who want to bring the news out, and also more websites that are reporting on the events that are happening leading to disclosure and ascension.
Yes, several sources have written that apparently my newscast is groundbreaking, or one even called it a planetary first. That is perhaps unfortunate. I mean, as grateful as I am that someone was willing to think of my work as being that is perhaps very unfortunate, because I would really like to believe that there are more programs out there that are doing the same thing with the same degree of heart. And what I hope, and I can't claim to be perfect in everything that I do, because I'm sure that I've made mistakes in terms of some of the information that I brought out. I may have believed a piece of information to be correct at a certain time, but maybe I found out afterwards, or maybe I still have to wait and find out that something I have shared in the past may not have been 100% accurate. So
that happens also to me. That happens to all of us. But I just want to say that I think it's a very positive sign that more and more people are willing to bring out the news in this way, and as honest as possible and as truthful as possible. So I think that's a very positive development.
That is where things are moving. So it is, yes, absolutely, a very positive development. We are witnessing something very profound in terms of human and planetary consciousness, and that perhaps leads into the aspect of where all of this is going. Now, I understand you had indicated to me before the show that you wanted to focus a little bit on the topic of ascension. And certainly what we've been talking about up to now are changes that have been taking place and that are taking place to facilitate the overall shift to something. But what exactly is this that we are shifting to? And part of one aspect of, on my website, the Green Print for Life, is to talk about ascension. And on that website, I have a link to what I call Ascension 101. It's where listeners can go to get their basic minimum of understanding of how to interpret and understand ascension and how it goes. So I have put a couple of analogies on the particular page, Ascension 101, on A Green Print for Life. And one of them is the popcorn analogy of ascension. And for many of the listeners who are tuning in and trying to grasp, okay, what does ascension mean? What is it that we are shifting to? Is it something that's going to be sudden? Is it going to be something that is gradual? To be 100% honest, I'm not sure I can give an exact answer to that question. And the reason, part of the reason for that is this. I do not know what each individual soul has signed up for in this lifetime. So I don't know if a soul has chosen to stay at a 3D level. And if a soul has chosen to stay at a 3D level, what will happen to that individual? If a soul has chosen to awaken at the last moment, how is that individual going to have to react? It's going to have to be a very sudden and powerful change, and some souls may not be strong enough to make those changes, which means that some may choose not to go through this process known as ascension. Those that have chosen to embrace the changes and awaken to them will be able to adapt and grow and flow along with them. But if we focus on the, let's look at the popcorn analogy first of all, so people can try to step into an understanding first of all of what I think this process of ascension is. And it is my personal perspective, so I am not claiming that anybody, believe me. Do not take my word. You know, go into your heart, listen to it, and if it feels good, then that's great. Okay. Just say goodbye to my mother here. She's leaving to go away. So let's look at the process of ascension. And in this moment of now, let's assume that you're feeling hungry for a snack. So hunger is a feeling interpreted as being a need for a physical nourishment by taking in external energies and food. So that is the message that is coming to you. You need to have something in order to feel a sense of comfort, rest, and satisfaction. So the container that is you or your body is experiencing this hunger, and it communicates to you that it is requiring something. So let's say you decide that you are craving the frequency that is popcorn. You go into the kitchen, you put out some energy to leave the room you're in. You move to another location and to help achieve the goal of meeting this need. You take out pot, some oil or butter, and then you just begin making the peanut butter or the popcorn. So you put everything into the pot and the oil and everything else. You turn up the heat, and when it is ready, the kernels go in and you cover the pot. And then, of course, everybody knows you'll get one or two kernels popping. Then all of a sudden, you'll get a whole bunch of kernels popping. And then at some point or another, the popping slows down, and eventually it will stop, or it will stop long enough for you to interpret that the process is finished. So the kernels may sit for a little while. One pops, then another. Okay, that process has continued. And as it slows down, it comes to a trickle. So you take the pot off the stove, turn off the heat. You pour the popcorn into a bowl, dump the unpopped kernels into the garbage, and then go back to whatever it is that you're doing. But let's look at this process in terms of how it compares to what is happening globally in the world at this time. The larger container that is your body has a need, and it wanted that need met. The body was experiencing a form of discomfort from having had this need ignored for a period of time, and it was communicating this need in the feeling of hunger. Planet Earth has been having a need to change, and her needs have been ignored also, and she began communicating to any and all who could understand her to help meet her needs, to change form, to be loved, and to help and help from all the destruction that unaware humans have been doing to her. In making your popcorn, each kernel has come from a uniquely different background and set of experiences. You do not know this, and guaranteed that you probably have never thought of this. One kernel comes from one husk, which may have come from one stalk of corn, which was in one particular part of the field, or maybe from another field somewhere else, receiving different nutrition from the soil, because one part of the soil may have more water, more nutrients than another part of the soil. Each stalk will have a unique combination, as will each husk, as will each cob, and as will each kernel. As all the kernels from all the husks, from all the stalks, and all the different locations are now coming together in one pot, the same oil receiving the same heat, several respond to those conditions by being ready to change, and they pop into their light bodies. The conditions change a little bit more in the pot. Perhaps it gets a little hotter. A few more kernels decide to pop into their light bodies. Maybe there is a bit more oil or butter in one corner of the pot because the stove element is on an angle. More kernels pop into their light bodies. The popping goes on and on and on until there is no more popping. So the container that is Gaia has all of these different humans from all of these different backgrounds with uniquely different life path experiences coming from a different physical locations. Gaia has decided she wants to move into a different vibration of existence. So I use the word move, although this may not exactly be appropriate. I guess we do not know for sure if this change will involve a physical change of location or merely a change in physical state in the same location. This is part of what I think that we are still about to discover.
I think it's a very beautiful analogy.
Thank you. Yeah, it came to me, I guess it would be about, you know, a year or a year and a half ago or 2 years, and I never really put it down into word until recently. But Gaia is providing all life upon her surface to receive the same energies and the same conditions. Energies mm-hmm. are changing upon Gaia, and the energies are being received from beyond Gaia to assist her. Where those energies are coming from is another lesson, but you will be drawn to that when it is time to do so, or the listener will be. But at this time, many aspects of life are responding to those energies. In the animal world, we are beginning to witness unusual interaction between certain species as they suddenly change. They take on different, and in some cases, less violent interaction with other species. They are beginning to model the new consciousness. With humanity, these changes are also taking place. Courageous souls are awakening to new choices based on this new awareness of the oneness to life. So people may get different, people may be different in many ways, such as the kernels of popcorn, but they are beginning to realize that we do have things in common, and the most important of which is that we are all one, that what we do to others on our planet, we are also doing to ourselves.
So yes, people, indeed.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a choice of less violence, and many are choosing more to honor and service to life. They are risking their lives, their careers, their salaries, their relationships, and everything that was once important to them because they are realizing that there is something much larger of which we are a part. Now, the question moves, what happens... Sorry, I broke up for a bit.
Yeah, your brain.
No, I
was just hearing you before, but now the connection is not so good. I would like to apologize to the listeners. There are some technical difficulties. Jeffrey, yeah. Can you continue?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll continue here. Sure. The And this is kind of one thing that I want to get in here before we wind up the show, which time we have left. When you take the popcorn and you good popcorn, you pour it into a bowl and take unpopped popcorn and you put it into garbage. That is kind of what is unfolding. The light will move in one location. They were not ready to pop into their life at that moment of time. So they receive all the same energy, all the heat, all the love, all the oil, all the whatever those kernels. vehicles just not whatever you did with them, they just not ready. And that's not bad. It's not good. It's good. Just, that's what happened. And those kernels will move to the garbage. And I don't want to lie. And of course, in saying this, people will assume, are you implying that I might go to the garbage? No, I'm not implying that at all. The certain souls may move to another location. I don't know where. But it will be a location where it is still 3D energy. And if a soul is not ready to move up to a 6th, 7th, dimensional vibration, they will not be able to handle the higher energy occurring on the planet. On the planet. They cannot make that, to their light body. So they will feel overwhelmed. They will not be able to handle the peaks of energies that are in them. So they will find a way to transition in order to go continue the particular experience that they are. They need at a soul level for their growth and awareness. And really, we should be honoring that, celebrating. They are fulfilling a role, helping many of us on the way and experience those. But they have chosen to stay in a particular level of awareness that is good for them, although we may not understand why. And that is potentially watch, for example, a family member someone in the family maybe a family member to read, but they aren't ready to get ready. And that is a test to be able to not judge a family member who is coming from three-dimensional awareness and not and to move up. We have to be willing to detach, separate ourselves from those energies, without judgment, but a willingness to link us to fulfill and complete their unique energy. It's not joining up, joining current path. That has to be allowed. But we will never be separate from our family members. For long, we will all see the soul members of our family again. Just space.
That will be a beautiful it will be beautiful to be reunited with them.
So that is something. Absolutely.
Yes, I must say that what you're saying is very touching. But sometimes it looks like somebody is turning the volume button. And there's something very strange going on with the connection. I have had this before, that when I speak about ascension and very important news on my radio program, that the secret services or the powers that were are trying to disrupt the information. So I'm not surprised if that's happening right now.
Well, I would be surprised if the brothers and sisters of the district that are monitoring the program or monitoring me specifically. But of course, it is to send love and love to any of the dark who are wearing the program and to invite the energy to be able to flow through them so that they understand what they are doing and the fact that they have been serving a group of people who do not care about what they do. They will have the lower employees at full drive, they're willing to hang them. Out to draw. And thankfully, our families and celestials stepping in,
well,
and eliminate.
It seems that we are on the right track. Because they wouldn't do this if we would not speak truth together.
Exactly. So certainly, there would be no need for them to devote it to us if we were not doing something meaningful if we were not doing something that was reaching a lot of people. So certainly you in your honest and certainly the DBS and the people there and the people who communicate are all bringing very, very messages and service to humanity. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to Douglas and all the BBS for the service that they provide, and for all those who offer their food through BBS. It's an honor to light people and light workers for serving as in service to Chapter Show. So I honor all of you, and I thank you. I thank you for your commitment to humanity and to our galactic families.
Well, you must end, so...